An adventure afoot, one that's going to take place. And in studio, we have Billy Flynn and Pierre Fétard.
Stop trying to be French.
Just stop for a moment. Everybody should be French for a little while. Great.
Pierre indeed. And Billy are, of course, from St. Joseph's AFC, and a fantastic undertaking is shortly going to be upon us. Billy, I believe you're in the hot seat as main spokesman this morning.
Oh, yeah, I don't know whether I speak in a French accent now. Yeah,
Billy, tell us what's going on.
I suppose this came from Pierre. Pierre is one of our coaches. He looks after the academy at me and a couple of others in St. Joseph's. And he came to us probably the end of last year, Pierre, I think, was it? Some of his friends in France organised a tournament called the National Gallia Cup. Hosts big teams like Juventus and PSG and Ajax and Sporting Lisbon and all the big clubs. We name out all the big clubs. He said it to me, I kind of manage the club up there as well, and I was kind of there, look, thinking that seems like a lot, but there was a few hours got behind it, and Pierre got talking to his friends and sent us on some of the details, and we thrown it out to the parents. We thought we might kind of struggle a bit to get a couple of teams, but no, I think there's 65 of us going over now.
Oh my gosh!
It's not just
a couple of teams. We kind of do the thing where a child has to bring a parent, but mm-hmm. we didn't think that the parents would bring half the street to watch their kids play a tournament in France.
Well, it's a special thing, especially they're under nine, so this is a really special thing.
9 years of age, I suppose. Like, it's this is kind of something that sticks in your memory for the rest of your life.
Making memories.
There's not many 9-year-olds that get a chance to go to these tournaments from what most of the time it's under 11 or under 12 teams that are playing competitive football in Waterford under schoolboys, but our under 9s are in academies, and Pierre said it to me, and I said it's actually a very good opportunity to bring the kids that might not get a chance to do this. And relatively, my own son is going, he's 8 years of age, he actually cannot wait. He's having sleepless nights, and he's now starting to panic a bit because what if we lose? And we're trying to teach it into him. We're going to enjoy ourselves. Yeah.
But isn't it a great kind of benchmark as to where St. Joseph's AFC is in
absolutely.
Terms of, you know,
absolutely.
Being proactive with stuff?
Yep. Well, you think about it, like, we've only started our school by probably 5 years ago now with myself and the late Michael Grant, one of the biggest stalwarts. We came with an idea, and a few of us got together and said, let's start pushing this and getting it going. And we went from 5 years now. We have five schoolboy teams, an academy with about 60 kids in it. And for the first time ever, we have two all-girls teams up in the club, you know. So
that's
from that point 5 years ago to where we are now, mm-hmm. it's an incredible achievement.
Huge.
Pierre, you are the catalyst for all of this. How did the idea germinate in your mind?
Yeah, I think it's
great. Come in a little closer on that,
please. Growing up, I experienced a similar type of torment with parents getting involved back in the days. And I think my son is in the academy as well. And, you know, he's kind of felt... It was easy to organize because for me, it's like going home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the plane, the hotels, all of that was quite easy to organize. So last year we attempt to do it, but then we kind of get a little bit lazy in trying to plan. Then coming back at the end of last year, we weren't serious about it. And, you know, everyone just went behind it. And that's great. We
have
two teams going there. We have a mix of 2017 and 2016 kids as well. So we are bringing under 8 kids to play under 9 as well. So that's you know, it's testament to the
fantastic
to the
a lot of planning, a lot of calls to be made. They're great to have the in with yourself and the local knowledge and what have you.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, it's you know, at the end of the day, south of France, it'll be sunny, and you know, I think the parents will have as much of a good time as the kids.
Absolutely. And it must be quite special. How long are you living in Ireland, Pierre?
Oh, I spent about 20 years in Ireland. I've done 2 spells, so I'm kind of married to a local girl and 2 kids, and that's where we wanted the kids to grow up, and you know, and that's it. We're getting involved in local clubs, and
every now and then he comes out with a John's Park accent.
Look, he's as honorary Irish man as it is.
But it must be really special for you to have the opportunity then to go back and say, do you know what, this is my home turf.
Yeah,
this is where
no,
I came from.
I think for me, it's my son will be able to play, and his granddad is going to be able to watch him, and I think that's cool, because you know, he will never have
beautiful.
The chance to see him play. So
I suppose we get the opportunity to do that every day.
I think it's cool, and you know, obviously for me, I'm going to see my friends and family, so that's even better. But
and in terms of the cost, I don't want to ask about the elephant in the room, but yes. I mean, did you fundraise? Are parents kind of saying, okay, we'll get a special deal here, we'll pool together? How's that working?
I suppose this was one of the biggest part of it, is how do we pay for it? We did some fundraising, but like everything else, and I'd love to name out every single business that helped us, but the amount of businesses in Waterford that got behind us on this, and we've done an initiative where a business has sponsored a child, a set fee, cover their gear and their dinners and stuff.
That's
over
fantastic.
And over there. And some of the companies started sponsoring 3 and 4 and 5 mm-hmm. kids, you know, so like it's unbelievable. We've done sponsorship cards with the kids, and the club will fund some of it and stuff as well. And we have one of our fourth division players is involved in organising trips, and he helped us organise the entire trip from start to finish. So, yeah, like the cost of it is it can run into the thousands, but mm-hmm. Luckily enough, we live in Waterford, and companies like to get behind their local teams. And for us, it's fantastic because, like you said, we're getting to give these children an opportunity that they may never get again, you know. Yep. Hopefully it goes really well and we get to do it every year going forward. So.
Well, we can hear the ole, ole, ole is already there now in the distance.
And yeah. It's the 8th of May you're heading off. Billy, I'm going to mention it because you haven't mentioned it. There's a pair of crutches on the floor in front of me, right? And there's a finely strapped leg sitting there. Yeah. Are we going to be healed in time? What happened to
well,
you?
That's the... I suppose we were training, getting the kids ready for France, and I was doing a passing drill with poor Dara, who passed me the ball, who got his mum to apologise to me that night. he passed me the ball and I literally went to turn left, I suppose.
Overstretched a little bit.
The guys have been a 43-year-old. It's like someone shot me in the back of the leg. I actually thought one of the kids had the cook kicking me full blast, and I turned around and there was no one there. So at that point, I kind of knew, okay, there's something I have to go to my leg here.
Well, you look, you're on the mend.
I'm on the mend. I should be just off the crutches and stuff just in time the week before we go away. So, fingers
brilliant.
Crossed.
And
fingers
it's the 8th of May, as I said, is that big day. So, what's happening in the morning of the 8th of May then? Where are you going or what's going on?
Oh, I suppose like we're in the middle now of organising our trip up to the airport, whether we go in cars. I think some people want to go in cars. There is actually a couple of parents that are going the week before as they're turning into a holiday and they're going to meet us over there. So, I suppose the big thing, like we said, we've had company sponsor us. So for us, the kids are going to be like a fully professional outfit. They all have their quarter zips, their training gear. The coaches have the same coaches on the back. They have their gear bags, which are sponsored by another company. And they're going through an airport with all this. And I'm sure they'll have everybody looking at them. And
looking as professional as you possibly can.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things I'm looking forward to seeing, is the look on their face when they're in the airport and having this. I never got a chance to experience anything like that, so I'm looking forward for my own son as well as the rest of the kids. A lot of the kids that are going, we're training them since they're 4 years of age, so we've brought them from shy little kids to probably some of the best players that you've ever seen, Pierre, I think, if you look at it, like, you know. So
that's incredible.
We're really looking forward to it.
Really is.
And you'll take loads of photos.
We'll take loads of photos, The tournament itself starts on the 9th. Both teams have 8 games on the first day. Depending on how we get on in the first day, then dictates how many games they have on the second day. And then second day is a Saturday, so the tournament actually organised a big disco for all the kids and stuff over there, and we'll get in pizzas and stuff. And then Sunday we'll try and do a bit of networking over there with some of the big clubs and see, can we try organising a few other things, you know, or see,
that'd
can I get
brilliant.
A manager's job in Juventus or
something. God knows what'll happen, Billy, you know what I mean? Well, listen, a pleasure talking to you both, and to all the crew at St. Joseph's AFC. A big shout out this morning. It's an amazing initiative. And
it is absolutely amazing, and I'm sure if there's anyone listening this morning that has deep pockets and still wants to help out, there's definitely an opportunity to still
absolutely,
do so.
Absolutely, 100%.
And how can people get in touch with you? Just best way, maybe?
Facebook page, or St. Joseph's Facebook page, or Instagram or anything like that. If they message us, somebody will end up giving them my number anyway, because that's only the number they ever give out.
But if you missed any of this conversation, I'll podcast it back on WLORFM.com and you listen to the two lads in full.